And this week there's an opportunity to see on DVD Diamonds of the Night from 1964. It's the debut feature of Jan Němec. Němec is part of the so-called Czech New Wave, which included directors like Miloš Forman, who went on to make One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus. The films are often low-key, observational comedies, but this one is something else, an extraordinary experiment in empathetic narrative. It's World War II and a couple of boys jump from a train bound for a concentration camp. Starving and weak, they struggle across country trying to avoid capture. That's the baseline of the film, but in fact it's an experiment in the evocation of consciousness itself. Critic Pasquale Iannone explained how it works.
Niemec's interest is in the subconscious, and he wants really to achieve a sense of close identification with the boy's anxiety, the boy's exhaustion. And in terms of the film structure, it's very, very fragmented. Lots of dream sequences, flashbacks, fantasy sequences, very much influenced by a film like, say, Eight and a Half, Fellini's film, but also a film like Tarkovsky's Ivan's Childhood. Although Ivan's Childhood, the dream sequences in that film are much more kind of fully formed than the ones here. I mean, here we just have little shards. And it is very much a play on the subconscious. It's almost kind of a short-circuiting in the mind.
The kind of immediacy of it is that you do feel some of the time as though you may be inside the bodies of these boys because of the struggle just to get over the landscape. And sound is very important in all this.
Sound is absolutely crucial in the film. I mean, Němec was very much influenced by Robert Bresson. So this is the idea of the sound not being linked slavishly to the image. Sound must be separate. Sound and image must work in a kind of relay. So you have sound kind of bridging sequences. So you're not quite sure where a particular sound comes from. I mean, it could be an oral flashback. It could be something that came from another sense completely. So it's very interesting, his use of sound. And again, to create a sense of disorientation.
And I think that it does play on the senses extremely effectively. There's one bit where the boys are watching at some distance a farmer eat the lunch that his wife just brought him across the fields. And he's, you know, drinking something from a flask and biting on a piece of bread. And you can actually, you do seem to hear the sound of them salivating.
You do, you certainly do. And that is a real crucial sequence in the film. It's very much central. I mean, this is a scene where they arrive at this farmhouse and one of the boys enters the farmhouse to ask for bread. And what follows is quite an extraordinary scene where the boy appears to attack the woman three or four times. I mean, the scene is replayed three or four times. But then we find out that he hasn't, and it's just a figment of his imagination, these feverish hallucinations that he's having.
This was the first feature by Jan Němec. What happened to him?
Well, after this film, he made perhaps his most famous feature, which was The Party and the Guests, which was very much a kind of satire, surrealist satire on the government. And that film, rather predictably, was banned. And he made another film called Martyrs of Love. He contributed to a little portmanteau film with a lot of other Czech filmmakers. But then he found it increasingly difficult to make films, very irascible kind of character. He did actually end up in Hollywood, in the States, in California, in the 1970s, when he made music videos, he made some documentaries. He actually pioneered the wedding video. He made quite a few of these wedding videos, a pioneer of the genre. But certainly with critics, he's still held in very, very great esteem.
I have to say, it stretches the imagination to imagine what a wedding video directed in this style might be like.
Exactly.
Pasquale Iannone. And we were talking about Diamonds of the Night, which is available on DVD Certificate 12.